Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody but Jesus. Jesus stepped right on in, and he stepped in right on time. That was gospel recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield. How many know Jesus will step right on in? When you felt you were about to lose your mind, Jesus came, and he stepped right on in, and he came right in on time. Nobody but Jesus. Remember, you heard it second on Ministering God's Way. Fivefold. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's show is like none other show because there is a special impartation and anointing for healing that is going to take place, and it will flow throughout the airwaves, healing in your mind, healing in your body, and healing in your soul, particularly healing of cancer. The kingdom of God is at hand. And I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, the healing virtue that flowed from the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment, transfer right now unto you and make you, your family, your bloodline whole in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our scripture is coming from the book of St. Luke. The book of St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and the 40th through the 48th verse. That's the book of St. Luke. St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and the 40th through the 48th verse. And it reads, "And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Glory, hallelujah. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is going to speak a rhema word into your situation today. The battles you've been struggling with in your mind that have caused you hardship, tension, and frustration, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. The pain in your body that's been keeping you up all night is going to cease. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. The trauma you've been through that's trying to take you out and cause you to want to give up and throw in the towel, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We loose a supernatural healing, total restoration, and a Holy Ghost refreshing in your mind, in your body, and in your soul to all that are listening, to your families, and to your bloodline, in the name of Jesus. Now give God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for his miraculous work and power. Go on and give God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, nobody but Jesus. Joining us live today is gospel recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield, who has a miraculous testimony of the healing power of Jesus Christ. Cherie released her CD, Monique, Nobody But Jesus, to the public in May of this year, 2015, and will make her grand debut tomorrow, Sunday, July 19th, 2015, 4 o'clock p.m., the doors will open at Zion Temple Church of God and Prophecy, located at 409 North Long Street in Aberdeen, Mississippi. Get ready, people. This CD is sure to top the charts. The CD titled Monique Nobody But Jesus. It can be purchased via iTunes or cdbaby.com. And if you'd like to book Cherie for your engagement, please contact her booking agent at 662-401-8813. Again, that number to book Cherie Monique Whitfield for your engagement, please contact her booking agent at 662-401-8813. Just dial the number and let them know you're interested in booking Cherie, and they will provide you with the necessary information to ensure your engagement is blessed. Amen? Born and raised in Aberdeen, Mississippi, single mother of two children. Growing up, Cherie became a member and choir director of Zion Temple Church of God and Prophecy. She ministered music at an early age with the help of her mother, who inspired her to write songs, hallelujah, for the Lord, and to put her gift from God to use. Later, she became the worship and praise leader, where she currently serves at Message in Me Ministries in Aberdeen, Mississippi, under the direction and tutelage of Pastor Maurice Howard, who prophesied she would release a CD. She pursued the CD, and with the encouragement of a good friend and the help of the Lord, Jesus, she completed the CD title, Monique, Nobody But Jesus. Praise God. And Cherie is on, she has dialed in to the studio, and we're going to go to the phone lines and welcome her to Ministering God's Way. Good afternoon, Cherie.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
And praise the Lord and welcome to Ministering God's Way. We're so honored that you are on the show today and that you were able to dial into the studio and release your CD, your hit song, Monique, Nobody But Jesus. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
And Cherie, I know I met her son and her Jamarquez and Lisi yesterday, her daughter. They're just sweet children. And Cherie and I met on a street called Church in West Point, Mississippi. And guess what we were doing? We were having church. That's right. My husband, Elder Reginald Trippett, was preaching that night in West Point, Mississippi. And Cherie was there, and she led us into worship and praise. And from that night on, she gave me her testimony of how the Lord had healed her body. And she's going to share her testimony with us this afternoon. And the testimony that she has is miraculous because it's one that she told the Lord what she could not have because of what she had to do. So, Cherie, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell the listening audience what you told me that night of how God, how you went to the doctor in January of this year and you had received a report, what the doctor had said, and what you told the Lord and what you had to do and how that situation had to be reversed and turned around, and from there, how it led up to you completing the CD, Monique, Nobody But Jesus.
Amen. I would like to say that I'm honored to be on the air, and I'm blessed, and I'm glad that God allowed me to meet you. And like she said, back in January, I was having some problems, so I went to the doctor, and the doctor ran some tests, and the next week I had to go back and get my results. In the ultrasound, you know, she seen cancer, and she also seen, you know, two cysts that had formed, you know, that was a size 7, which was, you know, too big, you know. So after she told me the news, like, my ears had just, I couldn't hear her anymore. And I told her, hold on a second, let me call my, I can't hear you. And, you know, she was explaining to my mother, you know, what was going on and what I had to do. And after she got off the phone with my mother, I asked her, I said, can you give me another test? And she said, well, you can, we'll give you another test in 6 weeks. And in 6 weeks, I want you to come back and we'll run the test again. So as I began to go to my car, I was talking to God as I was walking out to my car. And I began to ask God, how could this be? And you showed me the work that I had to do for you. How could cancer live inside of my body? How would I be able to sing or minister or give a person a word when I'm sick myself? But I never could, but I never believed, and I just couldn't let my mind believe that I had cancer. I just wouldn't believe, and I couldn't believe it. And 6 weeks, you know, that was the longest 6 weeks. But every day, I did my regular duties. I always get up and I exercise. I was hurting, but yet and still, I would always get up and I would anoint my body. And I said, Lord, I thank you for healing me. Even though I was hurting at the time, I claimed healing. I said, God, I thank you for healing my body. And I began to do my work and still go to work. And, you know, I was hurting, but yet and still in my mind, I would just thank God. I would just say, Lord, I thank you for healing me. Every morning I would just give God a praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
For him a praise and worship and just tell God, Lord, I thank you. Even though the doctor said that I'm sick, even though I'm hurting right now, I'm going to continue
Hallelujah.
On doing what I need to do, and I'm going to continue on because I know what you showed
Hallelujah.
Me, and I will not accept it. And God, I just cannot accept it. And like I said, every morning I will anoint my body and say, God,
Hallelujah.
I thank you for healing me. And you know,
thank
you went on. Hallelujah. Thank you. It went, you know,
thank
as
you,
time
Lord.
Went on. Whew, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
service one Sunday morning, I was in service, and God was talking to me. And there was a young lady that had, you know, she had cancer as well. And God was, you know, talking to me, you know, saying, you know, just give her a hug and give her some encouraging words. And yeah. I didn't want to do it because I didn't know how she would accept me. I said, God, I'm not going to do it because I don't know how she's going to accept me. But, as service went
yeah.
on, the pastor called for altar call. And I said, well, you know, God, I don't feel up here, so I ain't going to worry about it. So I closed my eyes. And as I opened up my eyes, she was right in front of me. And God spoke to me and said, this is your time. So
Hallelujah.
I grabbed her and I began to hug her, and I began to tell her that, you know, that I, you know, the doctor said that I got cancer, but I refuse to allow the enemy to take over my body. I refuse
Hallelujah.
To believe that the enemy, you know, I refuse to believe that.
And
I was just letting her know, you know, just don't worry about it. God, we are healer. God is a healer, you know. Even though I was hurting right then, I was letting her know that God, I was already speaking like I was already healed. I said, God is a healer. And he can be whatever we want him to be. He can heal us, even though the doctor said this. He can heal us. And something supernaturally just plucked out of my body. I use the word pluck because that's exactly what it is. It plucked out of my body. And I felt the pluck out of my body. And as I came to, you know, as I was finished, you know, praise and worship God, I looked down because I was like, oh, I hope he doesn't know. And I looked down on the floor, and I seen something just magically disappear. And I said, God, I thank you for healing me. And right then, I knew that I was healed. I knew that God healed me right there. And it was because of my obedience and because I didn't want to obey God at first, but God allowed me. He fixed it that I was able to obey him. But because I obeyed him, God healed me in less than 2 months. So as I went back to get my second test done, I told the man, I said, I'm just going to go ahead on and donate the hospital some money because I'm already healed. God has already healed my body, but I'm just going to go ahead on and do it because, you know, the doctor, you know, said for me to do it, but I'm already healed. So the guy that was doing my test, he said, doing my ultrasound, he said, oh, you healed? I said, yes, sir, but I'm just going to donate y'all some money. I said, so we can go and get this over with so I can get up out of here. And as I, you know, I had to go back to the doctor the next week to get my results. And it took so long to come in, so the bell began to start talking to me in my mind. And I was like, oh, Lord, I'm not healed. Then I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I said, I am healed. When she come in here, she going to give me, I'm healed, and I'm going to get up out of here. Because I got to do a worship. I got to do a praise thing because I know that I'm healed. So when she came in, she didn't come in smiling. She came in with a serious look on her face. And, you know, I just sat there. And she went to reading out my test result. And she said that those two cysts that we seen on you, they have went down to normal size. And
thank
she said
you.
that cancer that was on the cancer that we seen in the first test, we don't even see that anymore. I said, hold up a minute,
hallelujah.
Give me 2 seconds. And I began to start praising and worshiping God because I know that I was healed. And as of right now, I know that God, he can be a healer. He is a healer. He can be whatever you want him to be. And I just thank God for healing me. And that's what that song come about, Nobody But Jesus. Because it wasn't nobody but Jesus. It wasn't me that did it. It was nobody but Jesus that healed my body. And I just thank God for that. I just thank God. God is so good. And he's so merciful. And I just love him. And I praise him for what he did for me. He didn't have to do any of that. He didn't have to allow this CD to come to pass. He didn't even have to heal me. But because of his grace and mercy, and because I had faith, I ain't had no big old faith, but because I had little faith, and I know that God can do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am healed right now, and I just tell God, thank you every morning. I tell him thank you every morning.
Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your
hallelujah.
Name, Jesus. Bless your
hallelujah,
holy name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory, we thank you. We decree, declare, and declare healing right now to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the divine impartation healing that's transferring right now via the airways, Father God. We thank you for healing of the mind. Thank you, Father God, for healing in the body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing in the soul and making them whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive it today. Receive your healing. Receive your divine intervention right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No other name, no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. There's no other name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Nobody but Jesus. And Cherie, I know you told me you were in the studio in January when you went to the doctor. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And I was... I was actually working on the song Been So Good to Me. That's why I love that song. I was in the studio and recording that song, but I was hurting at the same time. But I gave it all I could, and it turned out good. And that's why that song means a lot to me, because even though I was still hurting, I still gave God praise in that studio, and I was working on the song Been So Good to Me. And after I got my result, that's what Nobody But Jesus came about, you know, because it wasn't nobody but Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you wrote that song after God had given you that healing, the testimony, is when you wrote Nobody But Jesus, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the hit song. That is the hit song. And it was a process that... But it was a plan. It was a master's plan that nobody but Jesus would come about. And you was just saying how good he had been to you, but he wanted you to know, and it was through him, that Jesus Christ, that you live, that you move, and that you have your being. And he wanted it to be known to you, and he wants it to be known to you today, listening audience, that it's nobody but Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I don't care if Cherie said it, she couldn't have said it better in the song. She said, my mother couldn't do it. Hallelujah. My daddy couldn't do it. Hey, my sister couldn't do it. Nobody but Jesus. Amen? Nobody but
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And so I just thank and praise God for what he's doing in these last days. And
yes.
doing it through he's wrought miracles, signs, and wonders. Because there's only one Lord. There's not denominations that Jesus is involved in. It's one Lord. His name is Jesus. It's one faith, and it's one baptism. And that's the baptism in Jesus' name. Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a promise. It's a promise to you and to them that are to your children's children. It's a promise, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come, and it will endue you with power from on high, power from Jesus himself. And you will be able to cast those devils out. You will be able to lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall and will recover. Nobody.
Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you.